Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Still stuck on hold and paying too much for insurance? Switch to M&M Insurance Agency. Real people, real options, real savings. Call 601-651-6001 or visit M&MInsuranceAgency.net today.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, and we're glad you are. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob Getty, Dima Mixon, Kelly Santer, I should say producer Dima Mixon. We're glad you're with us. Opening segment of the show today, sponsored as it is every day by our good friends at Movie Star Restaurant, where you go for the best buffet anywhere in the Pine Belt. They've been serving it up for over 25 years, and for good reason. The food is always fresh, delicious. It's Southern comfort food at its best. Movie Star Restaurant right here in Oak Grove. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio, and we're glad you're with us this afternoon. We're going to be talking later in the program with the executive director of the Mississippi High School Athletic Association and some new rules to protect the gentle little babies that are playing football this fall. We'll talk more about that. But first, we're gonna get a baseball icon on the show, and he hadn't been gone long, and he's already an icon. Some players are fan favorites, and this is one of them. Matthew Russo joins us on the Eagle Hour, and Bull, it's good to hear from you. Man, now that the lights have turned off, where are you at and what are you doing?
Yeah, so I appreciate y'all having me, first of all. It's good to hear from y'all again. And, I'm kind of just trying to find where my place is going to be in the job world. But in the meantime, I've been up and back and forth and from Hattiesburg and home doing baseball hitting lessons, just trying to stay in the game a little bit, teaching these young kids how to do it. And trying to see where life takes me from there. So,
now, you know, Matthew, I hope you remember this. I talked to you at the start of the season, middle ways, several times during the year. And every time I would ask you what was on your mind, what was the, you know, were you beginning to think about the end? And you always smiled and told me you were thinking about the end. How difficult was it when it came to a conclusion for you? And how has the adjustment been for you since then?
It was definitely difficult. I had a pretty viral post game interview after that, and that was pretty impactful for me. Like I said during that interview, it was like a lot of external factors that hit me in the moment, knowing that I won't be able to share the locker room anymore with those guys, and not seeing those coaches every single day. That obviously has hit me pretty hard. But then I'll sometimes catch myself like in the shower imitating my baseball swing, and then I have to go back to a realization that it's not going to happen again. So the baseball is going to hit me sooner rather than later. And but overall, it was a tough transition, but I'm handling it pretty well.
Good. Kelly, that does not mean we need to hear what you do in the shower. I just want to make sure. We do not want to hear that. No. Matt, I wanted to ask you about Travis Creel and him getting the job at Jacksonville State and how awesome that was to see.
Yeah, it was definitely awesome to see. I had saw him a few days prior, and it was funny. Like I didn't talk anything about it. I had no idea, nor I don't think he did either. And but seeing him go and be a head coach at obviously a really good program, I'm pumped up for him. He deserves it, and I'm excited to watch him and grow that program even more.
So are you resolute, Matthew, in that your baseball career is done, or could we see like Dustin Dickerson and some other former Southern Miss players who haven't been out of the game too long, if at all, to get right back in from a coaching standpoint at the high school, junior college, or D1 level?
Coaching has never really been in my mind growing up. Like, I don't know. I never really thought about it. I don't know. There's obviously a chance it comes. Like, I miss the game so much, and I want to get back into it, and I want to become a coach because I definitely think I have the attributes to become a coach because of the guys that have taught me so much. But in the moment, in the current moment, I would say no, but there is obviously a chance in the future.
There's always guys that have said the biggest difficulty they had making the transition out of the game is that their entire life, that's all they've ever known. Their whole identity was tied up in baseball, and the lack of knowing what the future holds scared them to death. So mentally, how do you process all this, Matthew?
Quite honestly, I'm in the same boat, and I haven't figured that out yet. I'm excited to figure it out, and I know I will soon. But for it being 2 months out now, nearly, I still had realized that I didn't realize how much it consumes me, like they said. And I'm just trying to take every day at a time, one day at a time, and really try to figure out how to bring some of these aspects I learned being a college baseball player into my future state and my future role.
Matt, I know I asked you this so many times during the course of the season. It just felt like you were always in those moments, you know, to walk off games or get the big hit. Now that it's, you know, you've kind of had some time to reflect, is there any one of those that just really stands out, you know, a moment that, you know, you remember and that there's a lot of memories you'll cherish for the rest of your life, but there's just one swing that might hit your head. And one that I just think of is that one where the bases loaded at the end of the season. I think it was senior day and you had that homer. That was just mine. But what would it be for you?
Yeah, it's definitely that swing.
Yeah, I think
that
so
was pretty special.
Yep.
Although it was like a 10-run rule walk-off.
Sure.
Still very special. And one I'll cherish forever because, like, walking up to the plate knowing it was my last at-bat in the regular season at the peak, and that crowd was just screaming the name. I had chills walking up. Honestly, I think I had tears walking up. But everything worked out, and it was a special moment for sure.
I'm going to give you another one, Matthew. I want to take you back to Montgomery year before last, your junior year. Troy game, night game, tough game. Golden Eagles have trailed them the entire night. You come up with a game-winning double down the third base line late in the game, either eighth or ninth inning. I remember you getting to second base and pounding your chest, and you were so clearly fired up, as were all the Southern Miss people here. Do you remember that one?
Most definitely. That one went pretty viral as well, because after I did the pointing of the pumping of my chest, I ended up knowing exactly where my dad was, and the camera was showing it perfectly of me pointing to my dad out there. And it was pretty special, because I would say that was probably like one of my first clutch moments of my college career.
Right.
And that one's always going to be special because of that moment with my dad.
Here's the reason that I think so many people are such huge fans of yours. In this world that we live in today, you're a young man that comes to the program. You're not on the field. You volunteered to be a bullpen catcher just so you could be part of the team. You sit behind Christopher Sargent for, I guess, 2 years. You never complain. You never whine. You do everything you can to help the baseball team. You wait your turn, and then you excel. Do you realize how unusual a young man you are, Matthew?
I guess beginning of my college career, that transfer portal era really hadn't gotten into full effect. And, so I was just grown to know, like, that's just how I had to get in. Like, I just had to do whatever I can to be around the team. Like, I knew I wasn't ready my freshman year, my true freshman year. I mean, there was a point in time where my swing was so bad I had a 10-pound ankle weight on my front foot to try to get my foot in the ground. I was not in a good spot. So I knew, like, I just had to put myself out there, and Coach Oz and Coach Creel came up with that opportunity for me to travel with the team because I knew I wasn't traveling, and be the bullpen catcher. And I think that made me a better player, a better teammate moving forward, just appreciating the little things a little bit more. And, yeah, I was I got a lot of questions when people got to first base of it being my final year, if it's been all 5 or 4 years at Southern Miss, and I'd say, yeah, it has been here for 5, and everyone's just like, wow, you don't see that anymore. And as my college career went on, I realized that, and I'm very grateful about my time at Southern Miss. It was special for me because you create those relationships, and it's just you have the fans always supporting you, and I was just grateful to leave an impact on them.
And I don't know that we've really ever asked you how you ended up at Southern Miss.
Yeah, so me being not the smallest guy in the world, I was never really a small guy growing up. Got that from my dad. And during the high school phase, my dad just loved watching college baseball, and he ended up coming to a couple of Southern Miss games while on work, just watching. And he realized that Southern Miss didn't have the smallest guys in the world. Like, they still recruited big guys.
Hold that thought, Matthew. Matthew, we're about to hit a hard break. Hold that thought and stay with us just a couple minutes. Will you do that?
Got it.
All right, yep. More with the Bull, Matthew Russo. Super Talk Eagle Hour continues.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back, everybody. Eagle Tire West sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. They're located out on Highway 98 West. That's where you'll find Matt Warren and the gang. You can go up on Hardy Street. That's Eagle Tire. That's Matt's dad, locally owned since 1985. It is a great family and two great businesses. And please, if you've got tire work, you need new tires, you need work on your car, your truck, please consider Eagle Tire, Eagle Tire West. They're big Southern Miss supporters and great friends of this community. As is Mo Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page, Mo Bay Beignet Company, Hattiesburg. Great beignets made to order when you come in. Our guest is from Louisiana. You can't tell me that Matthew Russo has not had a few beignets in his life. Am I right about that, Matthew?
Quite a few, yeah.
As a kid. Definitely not as much as Luke Johnson did. You know that.
Well, no question. Matthew, one thing that I've seen through the years in covering the baseball team is this brotherhood, this fraternity of sorts among Southern Miss baseball players, and it's almost like watching my son maintaining all the relationships with his military friends. That hasn't changed, has it? You will be friends for life with the guys you've spent the last 5 years with.
Most definitely. And we pride ourselves in having that camaraderie. I learned how to create it from guys like Danny Lynch. He made it a true factor of, like, hanging out with your teammates outside of the field, like, knowing how important that is. And I'd argue it's very important, if not more important than practice. Building that camaraderie, it's truly, truly special, that brotherhood you have over there. And, I'm going to miss it a lot.
Now, Matthew, are you going to be challenging that Danny Lynch icon reputation? I kind of think maybe you're the closest we've seen to a Danny Lynch.
No chance. He's a legend. He is a legend.
Matthew, I know that you and your teammates are all very confident when you take the field. It was apparent when you played. How would you describe your level of confidence now as you embark upon the real world?
I would say I'm very confident. It's just a matter of finding where I, what I want to do, and the all the external factors of getting a job. Those have been more challenging, but overall, I'm very confident going into interviews. Just taking that own the room saying that Coach Oz implanted in our minds, taking that in the interviews that I've had so far.
You know, and I put this in an acting or movie context. A lot of movie actors will say they can't watch another movie because, or especially their own work, because they'll think, oh gosh, I should have done it differently. I should have done it this way or that way. Can you watch any level of baseball now and not just be uncomfortable going, I just can't stand sitting here watching this?
Yeah, it's definitely hard on me because I just think I know what's going on, and maybe I don't, maybe I do, and it just gets me aggravated. But I can tell you one thing, I will be watching a lot of Southern Miss baseball and cheering those boys on. I have to. So.
Well, certainly, you know, they put a lot of work in that transfer class, Matthew, and I'm sure you saw the names that they brought in and a lot of those freshman guys they're bringing in. I mean, obviously the expectations are always so high, but, I mean, it looks like Oz and his staff are just going to have another really good baseball team next year.
Yeah, I've been keeping up with it. Obviously, they got some good bats in the portal and some nice junior college arms I'm excited to watch. Yeah, I mean, I think we pride ourselves in recruiting good players.
Yeah.
And it's on now, it's just on those old guys, those third and fourth year guys, to build that relationship, build that camaraderie. Those guys like Seth Smith, Davis Gillespie, Tucker Stockman, getting those boys together, building those relationships, showing those new guys the Southern Miss way we do things. And I promise you, good things will happen. We got a good schedule coming up. I've seen it. It looks good. And they just got to go win.
Just got to go win. That's right. Now I'm going to ask you another question that was on my mind all year. Fortunately, you were injury-free, largely. You played every game. But, Matthew, I always wondered, if Matthew Russo could not start at first base, because no one had played first base but you for 2 years, who would have been the backup to you, Matthew?
This past year, I think it would have been – I think they would have slid Dre over there. But the year prior, it would have been Davis, because the junior year – whenever I stunk in the beginning of the year, they brought Davis in, and I came in as a defensive replacement until I figured things out. And Davis did good over there. So I think this past year, because you had the infield depth along with outfield depth, I feel like they would have brought Dre over there and played like Ty at third, still having Seth at short. I don't know exactly. Fortunate enough, we never had the scenario come up.
Right.
But it was either Dre or Davis.
You're talking about Davis Gillespie.
Yeah.
Yes. I got you.
And that's what you had indicated to me earlier. You thought Dima would happen. Well, fortunately, you didn't get hurt, Bull, and we never had to worry about that, did we?
Yeah, fortunate enough. Fortunate enough.
With as many baseballs as you got plunked with, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You're like a magnet.
I know. I tried my best to stay in the box at all times. One of them. The worst ones were the ones that hit me straight on the knee, and I had that quite a few times. But I was one away from tying the all-time record. So,
is that right? The all-time record of getting hit?
Yeah, it was. I believe it's 65 or 64, and I had 63 or 64.
Michael Sterling, I believe, holds the record. Yes. Am I right about that?
Yes. I was one behind him.
We'll have to get the Super Talk investigative team.
I didn't realize that you had been hit as many times as
well. I mean, now, what was Bull, that time he got hit like something. Five times in one game?
Well, but Michael Sterling admitted to us on this show one time, Bull, that there were many times that he really needed to get on base. And he would very subtly step in front of that pitch to get hit. Are you ready to confess that today, Bull?
So, no, I'm not. I've heard that Sterling, from my former coaches, he was I actually met him right after the season ended for the first time. And he did say that he purposely tried to get hit. Obviously, I didn't purposely try to get hit, but I am a bigger target, and I didn't hit the inside pitch too well. So, scouting report was, hey, either throw inside and he's not going to hit it, or if he hits him, he's only on first base and he's slow, so he's not really a factor.
I was going to say, he, with all due respect, that he is a pretty big target. But when you look at the ups and downs of your career, Matthew, why didn't – this is going to sound really counterintuitive, but why didn't you quit? In this day and age when it's so easy for people to pack their bags and, oh, woe is me, with a lot of the things that went against you earlier in your baseball career at Southern Miss, why didn't you pack it up and go to the house?
Because the coaches never quit on me. They always worked with me whenever I asked them to. And that kind of hit me in the heart pretty well. That's why those relationships I have with them really are truly strong. Even when I was struggling and you had Gillespie over at first, I was still hitting with Coach Rose and Coach Creel every single day, just trying to figure it out, trying to make myself better for when my time did come. I was going to be ready for it, and it ended up happening. So and I never quit on them because they never quit on me. That's overall.
So in your words, that's when you stunk.
Yeah, that's
my song. Well, we're glad it was only for a brief period of time. So now you're in the job market. So now, Bull, why wouldn't somebody hire this guy?
Yeah, I'd hire him.
That's
yeah.
what I'd like to know. So how do you?
Yeah, I'd like to know as well.
So how do you tackle it? How do you go about it?
I'm just trying to take it slow, trying to find the right fit, and take it from there. I'm trying my best to get it going.
Yeah.
It's taken me longer than I thought it would, and it's fine. Like, I'm not trying to rush it, but I need to be a little more aggressive with it, and that's what I plan on doing moving forward.
Hey, Bull, there's only so many beaches and so many days.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Matthew, I want to tell you, man, we're about out of time. First of all, I want to tell you how much I enjoyed covering you for the past couple of years, and you were there every time I ever asked you to talk to me, and I've always been grateful to you for that. And I'm going to tell you, young man, it's going to take people a long time to look at first base when the Golden Eagles take the field again and not see you standing there. That's the impact that you have made on the baseball program.
I appreciate it. I appreciate that a lot. It means a lot.
Matthew, you're always welcome here. Let us know when you get fully employed. Can you do that?
Well, I will let you on that.
All right, Matthew. Thank you a lot, my man. The Bull, everybody.
Yes, thank you all. Thank you all so much.
And at our age, if he's getting into medical devices, we may run across him.
We may have need for his services. You're exactly right about that.
Me too.
What a great, great, great kid is Matthew Russo.
I actually tracked him down one of the beaches in Florida. And I could hear commotion going on in the background. And he said, so when do you need me? And I said, whenever you need me, we'll see to it. Yeah,
they'll be hard to replace, any Dima.
Yep, but Southern Miss baseball, you know, as much as the character you'll miss, they'll reload at that position.
They'll plug in another stud.
They don't rebuild, they reload.
Right.
We'll be right back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Forest Healthcare reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is always fun, but the biggest and best player on the team is you. Make sure that you're up to date getting your physical each year. ForestHealth.org is where you can reach out and get help from the professionals close to home who care about you. From the Southern Bancorp Studios, the Eagle Hour continues. Kelly Sander, Bob. I was going to say Bob Mixon, but that would be Dima's uncle, Bob Getty.
That'd be Bob Getty.
That would be my grandfather.
Yeah, your grandfather. And Dima Mixon. Joining us now from his office at the Mississippi High School Activities Association is the Executive Director, Ricky Neves, to talk about the upcoming high school football season and some rules that have really all been in place, but making sure that each of the schools are reminded about the dangers that heat, this excessive heat that we've had the last couple of days, comes into play. We we welcome you, Coach Neves, and let's talk about, first of all, this, what do they call it, the red bulb technology?
Wet bulb globe temperature.
Okay, and how does that work?
Well, it helps. It takes the actual outside temperature, and it measures the effect of this temperature with the wind speed at that location, the humidity that might be in the air, and the independent effect of direct sunlight on that air. And this gives a best overall estimate of how severe the heat is. It is much like the heat index that is told each night on the weather, but it's just a different way of measuring how the heat is magnified by humidity and wind speed and sun and shade.
And based on that temperature, the MHSAA has implemented guidelines as to how outdoor practices can be limiting or completely unavailable if it gets to be too hot. Can you kind of take us through that sliding scale, how that works?
I can. I'll start out with at the lower end of the scale. If the wet bulb globe temperature is 82.0 or under, you can have normal activities, but you must provide at least 3 separate rest breaks each hour with a minimum duration of 3 minutes for each break. As that temperature rises to 82 to 86.9, you use at your discretion the intensity of the workout and prolonged exercises, and provide at least 3 breaks an hour with at least 4 minutes long on those. 87 to 89.9, the maximum practice time for that is 2 hours. For football, players are restricted to helmet, shoulder pads, and shorts during the practice at that time. All other protective equipment must be removed during conditioning. That, and there again, we added 1 break period in there, 4 separate rest breaks each hour of 4 minutes each. 90 to 92, the maximum practice time is 1 hour. For all activities, for football, it's 1 hour. No protective equipment may be worn during practice, and no conditioning exercises. There must be at least 20 minutes of rest breaks during each hour if you're practicing during that. And then the most severe, if it's 92 or above, absolutely no outdoor workouts, and you delay your practice until a cooler time with a wet bulb globe. So that is a practice that have been adapted from the National Federation and from our own Mississippi Sports Medicine Advisory Committee, and that is simply for the safety of not only our student-athletes, but our coaches and everyone involved as well.
And it's up to then trainers and athletic directors to make sure that those rules are implemented on their own campuses, yes?
That is correct, yes.
It was announced, obviously, several months ago that the state championships would return to Starkville for football state championships. Maybe you could give our listeners just some kind of insight on how those selections are determined.
Those are determined by we contact each school, each school's athletic department, and see if they're interested in hosting. If they are, each school sends us a projected cost for the duration of the tournament, and we look at each one of the specifications and see which would be the best for our schools, and we go with it.
I know that baseball's in Trustmark every single year. Would there be any thought in maybe having that on a college campus, or is it just kind of Trustmark and we're going to stick with it?
No, we have thought about trying to have that on a college campus. But here's the problem with baseball and with basketball. those championships are within those college sports seasons.
Yeah.
We're fortunate enough in our state that in baseball especially, all three of our schools are usually involved in postseason play, and they have to use their fields, and some of them even host regionals. So that is why Trustmark is usually our go-to place for baseball.
Coach Neves, you were talking about the different the temperature rules, and of course here in the Deep South, the southern part of the state, it seems to me that it would be 92 or more almost always, particularly this time of year. Have coaches said, Coach Neves, I just can't get my team ready in time with these heat rules in place? What's been the feedback so far?
Well, the feedback actually has been well. It's been well received with our coaches. Even though it may cut some practice short, they've did a good job of making adjustments and maybe practicing early or even later at night and even under the lights. And the Wet Bulb Globe has actually made it better on a lot because of, in the Deep South, maybe the ocean breeze helps cool it off and things like that. So, but it's been well received, and I will say this, it is well received because, once again, this is for the health and safety of our athletes, and our coaches and officials and everyone involved, but it has really helped the health and safety of our athletes.
And it's been in effect now somewhat 2 or 3 years. When you initially kind of pulled the trigger on this, Coach, what made you guys decide, yeah, let's go ahead and we're gonna put these rules in place?
We were having too many instances where players were passing out and having to be hospitalized. And there, and, you know, there's even been some deaths, not in only in our state, but nationwide. So, and we're governed by the National Federation of High Schools, so they do an excellent job of getting information from each state and keeping everyone together under the same rules. But it's basically, initially it was a shock, especially for some of our I won't say our older coaches, but our more experienced coaches that wasn't used to it. But as the younger generation has come along and saw how it helps the performance of our athletes, it's been well accepted.
Has there been any thought of maybe pushing the, and I know college baseball has talked about this, but for the opposite effect that baseball starts in February where it's sometimes too cold, any thought of pushing football season back to, say, to begin in, say, after Labor Day in mid-September?
Well, there's always a process of looking at that. There has been talk about it. One of the things we try to do is make sure that any athlete that wants to play more than one sport has the opportunity to do so. So we have fall sports, which football is one of those, winter sports, soccer and basketball and such, and then our spring sports. And we try to make that where an athlete can play as many sports as possible if they so choose.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that overlap period between football, the end of football season and the beginning of basketball season.
Yeah, there is, and if we moved one, it would be even more overlap, or you would move winter, and then you'd have more overlap for our spring sport. So it's a delicate balancing act that we try to do the best we can with.
Well, Coach, we thank you for joining us on the Eagle Hour today and for sharing insight on this rule, something that that fans and players will be keeping track of. Thanks again, Coach Neves. Continued success.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, Ricky Neves, the Executive Director of the Mississippi High School Activities Association, talking about a rule that was put into place, I believe it was 3 years ago now, but reemphasizing, particularly with this latest heat wave that we've had in South Mississippi, that schools are and have to limit how much kids can be outside working hard under these extreme conditions.
I think it's great and a great thing for them. I just think we should do away with if it's cold outside, let the kids go to school.
Or raining.
Or raining.
Yes.
Or sunny.
Yes.
Or sleet.
Or a little wind.
Or they don't feel good.
Protect those babies.
We'll be back and wrap up this Eagle Hour in just a moment.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, if you got some old gold or silver lying around the house and you want some cash money, we say take it to Jewel Masters, Highway 98 West. Marty Vick has been buying gold and silver longer than anyone in the Pine Belt. You'll get the best price, always the best price. It'll always be confidential, fast, and quick. And you'll love doing business with Marty and Cindy Vick at Jewel Masters, Highway 98 West. So be sure that you keep that in mind. And if you're looking for a good place to cater your next meal, your next event, whether it be for your church, your home, or your business, Kelly, I would recommend our good friends at...
Well, Kelly? You were going to say what?
Dickie's Barbecue Pit.
And I was going to ask you why.
Well, because they're specialists in catering. They can cater anybody from 5 to 500 people. As you and I know, we have catered them on several athletic events, and the food's always fresh, very good. They'll even set it up for you. They'll do everything but eat the food for you, Kelly.
So, well, no, leave that to me. But if it's a crowd of five, so like a Georgia State baseball game, five,
correct,
to 5,000 for a Southern Miss baseball game.
That's exactly right.
Okay. You know, we're talking to Bull a little bit earlier, and I was asking him about, you know, the Savannah banana craze.
He didn't like it, did he?
No, he wasn't a big fan of it. I mean, you know, we haven't talked about the Savannah bananas
not
on the
really.
Show, have we?
Not really.
And look, I know it's a big craze across the country, and God bless them. They're making money and they're paying taxes, these guys. But, I mean, if you're a baseball purist, I don't know how to take this, Bob. I just don't know how to.
Well, you and I have talked about this. You know, we're old enough to remember the Harlem Globetrotters. But as I said to you guys earlier today, I think they were more athletic. I mean, they did play basketball. They were tremendous basketball players. I think, now this is just my opinion, which this and $8 will get you a cup of coffee at one of the 5,000 coffee places
right.
in town. I think baseball is a very pure, beautiful game. I hate to see it made fun of the way that they make fun of it. Does that make any sense?
I don't know
if they're making fun of it, but...
They're certainly making light of it.
Yeah, I don't know. The problem is I just don't understand why it's entertaining. Like, half the time, I don't even know what's happening.
I agree with you there.
So that's like my thing is like... And they produce it like it's an actual game. Like there's other teams, right? Now there's not just the Savannah Bananas, right?
So there's a league.
There's a league, right? And that's to me is where it's like, what is happening?
But they're all under the Savannah Bananas umbrella. They all.
Yeah.
It's not a serious league in the respect of they're competing for the league championship.
Correct, but because they appeal so much to little kids, there's a lot of interactive. You know, because kids now you got to get them involved.
Yeah. You know, well, I'll tell you what, when they were at the Superdome probably about 4 or 5 months ago, I mean every single person in my church said, hey, you going to the Savannah Bananas? Hey, you going to the Savannah Bananas?
Yeah,
hey,
Dave, I bet Savannah you Bananas? Saw what I saw at Southern Miss Baseball. I saw lots of kids. I saw adults wearing Savannah Banana jerseys
and stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the guys, they're half the time they're scantily clad. They're not really even wearing baseball uniforms, you know, cutoffs and wife beaters and things
Am
like
I
that.
Am I wrong that Savannah was originally a minor league baseball team?
Yes.
That was real big with promotion and what have you, and it evolved from that. Am I wrong about that?
No, I think you're right. Oh. I think and I think they were the Savannah Bananas.
You know who would
initially.
Be a great person to talk to about this would be Hill Denson, because Hill did a lot of promotional stuff for minor league baseball up in Tennessee, and Hill had an early understanding of how you could mix athletic competition with entertainment and how it was important to be entertaining to get people in the stands. We ought to get Hill on there, boy. Well, we might have to pre-record it. There's no telling what he would say about this.
Well, you're seeing more and more sports go this entertainment route, like Tiger Woods Indoor Golf League now, where you have PGA Touring pros playing in these simulators where people can gather around at like a bar-type setting and watch these guys hit into these screens. And
speaking of Tiger Woods, did you see the Bryson DeChambeau debacle, all that stuff that was going on at the Open?
At the British Open?
Yeah.
How did it resolve itself?
He lost. That's kind of how it resolved. But he got the two-stroke penalty for kind of walking around over by his ball, which I just – if you watch the replay, it's just so stupid.
He stomped down the grass, they allege, to make his shot easier to play.
I don't know what he was supposed to do, but I don't know. I guess whatever.
But this Savannah Banana thing, it's – like you guys are right, man. They are red hot, all these different teams all over the country.
Can't deny success.
I will say one thing about it, though, is at least it does change the game a little bit because, for example, a lot of the teams – Major League Baseball is obviously going strong right now. I mean – they're playing, what, their 108th game, and it just doesn't seem to matter that much. And I'm just not a big Major League Baseball fan because I just think there's so many games. And when you're watching those guys, you know, it's a little just different. So I can see the appeal, but I certainly would never sit down and just watch the whole thing.
And it does also give players who have certain skill levels the ability to continue their careers. Now, they better learn how to sing. They better learn how to dance.
Yeah.
But now,
like Gritty into third base or something.
But a lot of those guys are great athletes anyway, right? So the picking up the dancing and the choreographing and all choreography or whatever they have to do wouldn't be that difficult for them. But so it's good in that sense, too, that if they want to continue to be involved in the game, even though it's in that way, then God
bless
them. What
would Corky Palmer say about the Savannah Banana?
Well, if unfortunately what didn't take his life before, it would take
he
his life now.
Like it yeah. a bit, I can tell you about it. Yeah. All right, that wraps up the show today. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're grateful that you tune in every day. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.